little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
So we're going to go back to this idea of learner needs. Now, we already have prepared a poster of the learner's needs that have been delivered to me by email. So we're going to go over that in a second. But I just wanted to invite you to have the opportunity to let us know what your specific learning needs might be related to the initial emails that I sent to you. So we're covering the shape of the consultation and how to make sure that consultation works well. But we've already covered stuff in our previous broadcast. So we're going to try and avoid some of that so you can go back and listen to that at another time. But we're going to try and focus on the things that we haven't covered, if that's possible. So I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll show you our list that we've already gathered from you already. Yeah. And then if you think there's anything extra on top of that, then we can invite you to add that in to make sure that we try and cover it. Although realistically, we've got enough, so you don't,
we're not fishing. Yeah.
You don't need to really scrape the bottom of the barrel. So if there's agenda items that you think are particularly important, add them in. This is your opportunity. So if somebody could read that one out for me. So these are the agenda items that we got by email.
I'll read them out.
If you wouldn't mind them, that'd be lovely. Thank you.
Shut up exercise. Not sure what that is. Uber signpost. SOP.
Yeah, that stands for spectrum of prompts.
Oh, right. Time efficient, effective, ESO. Avoiding too many questions in focused history. Safety netting and follow-up. Fear of missing something. Education rediagnosis, including ICE, PSO, especially where ICE different, time efficient, subclinical
thyroidism. Yeah.
Explain and gather.
Great. So thank you for those of you that managed to get the opportunity to send me back your initial thoughts of learning needs. So this is an opportunity for you to just pitch in and add extra ones if you need to, or you'd like to make sure that it's something that's burning is covered.
It covered like the maybe shared management plan.
Yeah. So the shared management options that we're going to be covering relate a bit to education. Regarding diagnosis and that links with the ideas, concerns and expectations. So there is something of that, but we do have a whole broadcast that's linked to shared management. So you'll have an opportunity to listen to that in due course as well.
Okay. I also would like to add the check understanding.
Oh yes, you mentioned that. I haven't written that up.
Shall I have that on?
That's a wonderful thing. Let's put it onto the next page. Give you a hand to put that down again.
Check understanding.
Check understanding. Yeah. Okay. Brilliant, thank you.
You're welcome.
I think that's enough of an agenda, and I think that there's a good chance that we're going to be able to cover that effectively with the plan that we've already put together between us, if that's okay. I'm going to largely hand control to Malcolm now, because this is his baby. This is what he does well. And we've been very, very fortunate for the second time to get Malcolm's undivided attention to help us with meeting your educational needs.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.